the entry and exit into the building. Last, but truly not least, at the 11 a.m. service today, we will be blessed to baptize two children into the family of Bethany. So we are excited about that and wanted to make you aware of it. If all hearts and minds are satisfied, we are going to begin with a word of prayer, and I want you to know we're going to ask also for your grace, your patience, and your prayers, because technology can be our friend and sometimes it can give us challenges. So just be patient with us. But right now, let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your faithfulness, your love, your grace, and your mercy. God, usher us into your presence, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, that we may hear what you have to say to us today. God, we not only thank you for those who are here in the sanctuary, but we thank you for those who are joining us virtually. Now, God, have your way, and we'll give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, for those of you who are able to rise to your feet, please join us as we begin in praise.
Good morning, Bethany. Hallelujah. Is everyone doing good this morning? You had a great weekend? Come on, let's worship God this morning. Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, come on down to that river. Guaranteed you'll never be the same.
Here we go.
There's a fountain flowing from the heart of the Savior. Bring your sins and all your guilty stains. Let that river of life wash it all away. Looking for a home, you've been drifting, something is missing, you should know that you are not alone.
Come on, here we go, clap your hands.
In your heart, don't be afraid, jump on it. The water is fine, it's healing. The river of life, come as you are. No time to waste, open your heart. Don't be afraid, jump on it. The water is fine, it's healing in the river of life. Oh, brothers, sisters, come on down to that river. Guaranteed you'll never be the same.
Thank you, God. for your son, Jesus, who showed us how much you love us. Help us to show our thanks by loving others as you have loved us. Amen.
Nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. There's nothing impossible. And all I see are the ashes. You see the beauty. Oh. When all I see is the cross, Lord, you see an empty tomb. Stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Stand against the power of our God. You shine in the
gonna share you in every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Stand against the power of our God, shining the shadows, you in every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Can we do this with demonstration? So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees. Here we go. With my hands lifted high, oh God. The battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night, oh God, the battle belongs to you.
How many of you know? How many of you know that the battle's not yours? You may go to your seat. But that the battle belongs to God. Do I have anybody in the house who can say the battle doesn't belong to me? It belongs to God. Amen. And I've learned that I can't fight like the world fights. But I need to fight down on my knees with my hands lifted up. And tell the Lord all about it today. And sometimes that's the best fighting that we can do. Thank you, Matthew, and to the praise band for just leading us in worship and setting the atmosphere today as we continue our sermon series, What If? And as media begins to put up my first scripture from Philippians, I just need to ask you a question. I just need to know whether or not you understand that God has begun a good work in you. And as scripture tells us, he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Many of us, as we look at the things that are taking place in our world, we get to the point, I know family members have, where they have just turned off the television altogether. They're sick and tired of hearing nothing but negative information, heart-heavy news. If you live or are connected to Baltimore, as I am so overwhelmed with the number of shootings and deaths that have taken place and the number of young people who have been caught up in all of the craziness. And I just believe that somewhere someone has forgotten to remind folks that God had begun a good work in them, even if it was some time ago, and he will see it to completion if we're willing to allow God to fight our battle. Some would say, Pastor, how do you know that God will carry on the good work that he has begun in us? I am reminded in Psalms 119, 133 that it is the Lord who orders our steps. And if it is one thing that I can say about our sermon series, we have been challenged, we have been stretched, we have been given information as to how we go about life when the question comes up, what if? Pastor Andrew began the series in helping us with the passage of scripture located in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. It says, And my thoughts and my ways are not like yours. This is God. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. And just as those words were true then, those words are true even in our message today. For we, as we look at what has been taking place, not only in the world and in our personal lives, we have been able to go back to Scripture and see that some of those very things were going on back then. We've been tested to discern our way of setting priorities, what's important, and understanding that life is life and that there will be interruptions and disruptions, and yet we are challenged to keep our priorities in order. I have to chuckle because as I was re-listening and reviewing the message from last Sunday, and I came into the office with this mindset of, oh, it's going to be quiet, and I'm going to be able to get XYZ done, and there were more people here than I had thought. The doorbell rang, the phone rang, people showed up. And I just went back to remembering what was preached on last Sunday. And at the same time, I was able to also discern and realize that those were precious opportunities, had I not been here, that I would not have been able to have. To be able to see and to speak with members that I had not seen since COVID began add a blessing to my day. But not every interruption is a negative one, but it can be positive if we only allow ourselves to be in that place, in that space. Today, as we look at the topic, include our sermon series message for today is who's included. Who's included? I have to tell you, I went down a little trip down memory lane, if you will, because as much as I don't want to admit it, Christmas is a whole lot closer than I want to acknowledge. And I thought about one of my favorite shows that I make sure that I see if I don't see anything else during that time. And that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Amen, tell the truth, shame the devil. And I thought about that as I thought about this thing of who is included. And if we remember, little Rudolph wasn't exactly everyone's friend, if you will. But he was rejected, not because of the family he belonged to or where he lived. He was rejected because he didn't look like the other reindeer. But there's another character that I enjoy even more when we look at who's included. And I think his name is Little Toby, and I may be saying it wrong, but it's the little elf that worked in the toy shop with all the rest of the elves that were really excited about making toys, but he wasn't excited about making toys. He wanted to be a dentist. And needless to say, they thought he had lost his mind for one, and two, he didn't fit in. He too was rejected. And he found himself leaving a place of familiarity to try and find a place that truly spoke to his heart as well as who he was, but more than that, that were willing to accept him as he was. Many of us know the story. He managed to get to the land of the misfits, where he found plenty of friends because there were all types of toys and animals that weren't accepted where they were. But in the land of misfits, they all fit. And it brings me to our scripture passage for the morning, located in the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at the first through the fourth verses, and then we'll tarry a little bit further into the chapter. And it says, years later, John the Baptist started preaching in the desert of Judea. He said, turn back to God. The kingdom of heaven will soon be here. John was the one the prophet Isaiah was talking about when he said, in the desert, someone is shouting, get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him. John wore clothes of camel's hair. He had a leather strap around his waist, and he ate grasshoppers and wild honey. Now, let's just be real. If someone came up to you dressed in camel hair, and you saw them snacking on grasshoppers and wild honey, I don't think you would be staying around to hear the rest of what he had to say. And yet, according to the world, he was a misfit. But according to God's plan, he had already begun a good work that had been given to him, and the Lord was going to see it on until completion. I would dare say during those times when people were laughing at him and shook their head, and then there are those of us who are some good eye rollers. Really, brother? I don't think so. And yet, I believe, as I'm sure others who have found themselves in similar situations, whether you went to school and there were folks who didn't think you looked the way you should look, or you started a new job and people didn't feel like you were falling into the status quo and wanted you to feel like you didn't belong. And yet, I believe that God Almighty is saying to us, even us, even them who also feel like they're not part of those who would be chosen, even me, Lord, even me, as I began to discern what it was that God wanted me to share with you today, all I kept hearing were the words from the song, even me, Lord. Even me, let some drops of blessings fall down on me, Lord. For your love is scattering full and free. Let some drops to serve and shower, but more so to quench my thirsty soul of your love in a time when people are saying, not you. I hear the Lord saying, even me, Lord, even me. And as I dug a little bit deeper into this song, I did not realize, Brother Matthew, because when I was introduced to this song, it was by Yolanda Adams and some of the others in the gospel world. But these words were actually penned back in 1860 by Elizabeth Connor, a hymn writer, who was in Ireland when things weren't going so well, and she penned those words, even me, Lord, even me. My friends, the world looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. God is not concerned about how well we're dressed, whether our nails have been manicured, and don't look at mine. Oh, Jesus. wants to know whether or not we are willing to be a part of his plan. Plans that he has for each and every one of us. Plans for us to prosper. Plans for us to have a future and a hope. As we look at the next set of verses in the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, it says, Jesus left Galilee and went to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John kept objecting and said, I ought to be baptized by you. Why have you come to me? Jesus answered, for now, this is how it should be done, because we must do all that God wants us to do. Then John agreed, and Jesus was baptized. And as soon as he came out of the water, the sky opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. Then a voice from heaven said, this is my own dear Son, and I am pleased with him. Church, sometimes we have to push beyond the naysayers. We have to realize that the battle that's taking place is really their battle, not ours. For we understand who orders our steps. The Lord orders our steps. We understand that God is not a man that he would lie. And if he says he will bring it to completion, God will bring it to completion. I believe that there are many today who are walking and struggling, and as the praise band and Matthew shared this morning, we need to invite our brothers and our sisters to come on down to that river where they'll be guaranteed that their life won't be the same, because there is a fountain flowing with love that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior. To let them know if they're searching, they don't have to search anymore. If they've been carrying their heavy burdens, they can bring it and leave it there, because God will give them an easier yoke. The question is, do you feel like you're included in God's plan? Do you feel, but not only feel, do you believe within your spirit that God is able to bring to completion what he has begun in you? Regardless of what the world may say, the devil is busy. But there's no truth in him. We need to start listening to God and understanding what it is that God would have us to do. The question I asked myself this morning, Lord, if you were to return today, would you say that I continued the work that you began in me? Would you say that I didn't look at your children as the world looked at them, but I understood that all are precious in your sight. And just as you were willing to take me out of my muck and mire and clean me off, would you say that I invited someone to know you who could do the same for them? Would God be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servants, you've been faithful over a few things. Now, come on up and get your reward. Say, I'm not sure. I pray so. But God, you've given me another chance. And you said even you can go and let someone else know that the world has told them that there's nothing good in them, that nothing good can happen with them or through them. And let them know that God loves them. And yes, even they are precious. And yes, there is a good work. They too belong to God's family. And so, as we continue on this series, What If? Let us not forget that God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. But God is still able to love those whom the world says is unlovable. How do I know? Because God loves even me. Amen and amen. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, how you continue to pour out your blessings upon us, how you allow drops to fall afresh on us, to quench our thirsty souls, to realize, God, that you've not left us nor forsaken us, God, but you will continue to do your work through us, the least likely. You, God, are the one to accept us on our knees or at the riverbank to let us know we are your children and you are our God. And so, Lord, may your love abound like never before. God, give us your words to say when we encounter someone who's searching and heavy laden, to let them know that you will fight their battles as you have fought ours, that you will love them unconditionally. If they would but open their hearts to you, realizing it's not about what they have, but what you have for them. And so we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your holy name, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please rise to your feet as you're able as we receive our final hymn of praise.
I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. Is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful. Thank you. on to. There's nothing I hold 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 on to. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven.
Life is in your hands, Lord. As I thought about my favorite show, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the joy in that is that the little misfit elf made a promise that he would not forget those he met, that he would come back for them. And he did. If there's one final thought I want to leave you, there was someone else who came for you and for me. And in order to do what God wanted him to do, he had to leave. But he made us a promise. He will be back for all of us. That's the joy that we have. Now to the one who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us faultless before the throne of where there is majesty, dominion, power, and love, all because of you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace.